Check out Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. This podcast features guests from different walks of life who have wiggled their way into finding success in their chosen fields.
We're trying to find ourselves. We're trying to land our feet on the ground and be part of society. Who are we in society? How can we be useful? Character development really did start when I cosplayed. You bump into troubles when you're younger and then you realize, oh, I did wrong.
Get to hear insights on how to navigate the corporate jungle, even life in general.
Put integrity first at all times, no matter what it is that you're doing, because you can never go wrong if you stick to your principles.
I just chose a hobby that I like a lot and I'm passionate about, and then just put your heart into it and then make money out of it.
Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. Download for free on Spotify. Follow the podcast and stream now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. I'm here with Nico, and we have a very special guest today. So, Nico, let's introduce our guest.
Oh, yes. I am definitely excited about this, Zana. Now, on the podcast today is someone I knew way back our elementary days. Now, even though we were from different schools, we actually joined the Boy Scouts. And eventually, we made it to the same high school, which is St. Louis School. You'd never have a dull moment with this guy around. And you can say he's very charming, especially with the ladies. You'll know more later. Okay, now cut to many years later in our 30s. Now we got reconnected. Nowadays, there's no stopping this man except traffic. Now that's a great segue because he actually traverses the streets of Cebu with ease and safety as one of our trusted Angkas bikers, apart from his other exploits. So everyone who listens to this podcast, welcome the ever bubbly and energetic Mr. Joe Vincent Medrano.
Yay! Yeah.
Hey Joe.
Thank you for having me here. Kulay.
Yes. Now he says kulay because we go way back, yeah. Zana. That's how he knows me.
Right? Yeah. He's my idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe, thank you so much for saying yes immediately to my request to join the podcast. Now this is basically a reunion of sorts. That's why I really wanted him to do the podcast from home, because we have a lot of things to catch up. Joe, let's give the audience a trip down memory lane. How were your elementary and high school years?
Well, elementary and high school years were really fun.
So elementary, you were at Mandaue City Central School.
Yeah, I studied at Mandaue City Central School, and I can still remember it was your mother who were our back then supervisor. And
yeah.
I got to see you from time to time because sometimes your mother brings you at our school before.
That's right.
That's where we first met.
That's true.
And during high school, that's the time where I really developed everything.
Yes.
I developed a lot of maybe talents and what am I now?
Did you dance then?
Yeah, before I had a group.
Yeah, right.
We used to present at during some activities at St. Louis before.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. I don't remember you singing. I think it was more of the dancing, right?
Yeah, more on the dancing. I remember I auditioned for about Jesus Christ.
One voice.
Jesus Christ Superstar or yeah. One voice?
One voice.
One voice was actually a play, a school play we had, I think, in our fourth year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in our fourth year. I played Joseph.
Joseph, yes. Mm.
Yeah, right? And it was fun. We went to, I think, Balamban. Well, I forgot where it was. Did you make it to
I joined the audition.
Uh-huh.
I got accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But my concern during that time was I was part of the officers, SAT officer.
Oh, yeah.
So there were a lot of officers who got accepted too. So that's why I need to choose between
joining
the play or being with my team. So I chose to be with our commandant that time was Sir Omega. I was concerned with our presentation for the sponsorship. That's why I did not join the play.
So see, early on, you are very responsible. Let's put it that way. You know, you're putting off extracurricular mm-hmm. activities. You know, for some greater purpose. So Joe, you took up civil engineering. I knew about this just days ago. I didn't even know what you took up in college. Did you finish the entire thing?
Yeah, I'm a graduate of civil engineering in mm-hmm. University of San Carlos way back 2006.
Mm.
Yeah.
And were you able to join the engineering workforce?
Yes, for until now I'm still doing some with my profession. So 2006 I graduated, and in 2007 I worked for a company, construction company, Norkis Group of Companies. So basically I was under the department of Norkis Project Management System. So we took care of the projects of the owner of Norkis.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some to mention is the Q Park. Where
Which one?
Q Park.
Q Park, right across.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
In Compostela, where there's a big statue of Mama Mary. So we were the one who installed it during my time. Yeah. Then some properties of the owner also from Bukidnon to Santa Fe, Bantayan Island to basically anywhere where he has properties. So that's where we need to develop or maybe take care of the maintenance.
Yeah. That's why it definitely rings a bell.
He's our boss.
Yes.
We were directly under him during during our time.
That's amazing. Now let's proceed. So it's amazing what you have done over the years. We briefly chatted a few days ago, and from what I discovered, you're definitely a jack of all trades. Now, Zana, believe me when I tell you this, Joe is actually very multifaceted. As a matter of fact, at some point you even worked outside the country. Joe, tell us more about your work experience over the years.
After I worked at Norkis, there was an opportunity for me to go abroad. My sister, he has a boyfriend who is a Malaysian Chinese. So, okay. Yes, Malaysian Chinese from Bintulu, Sarawak.
Oh, I see.
After that, they offered me to work in Africa. Particularly in Liberia. So it was a logging company. Yeah, it was a logging company.
Logging company.
Yeah, back then, I was an accountant. Not an engineer, but an accountant.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
After working in Liberia, how long did you stay there?
I only stayed there for only a year. My contract was 1 year. Then they want me to extend my contract, but I refused because I always got sick. I always have malaria in there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because the only problem I have, almost every month I get
almost
sick.
Every month?
Every month, really. We even have a chart there. All of our expats, because we were called expats there, all the Malaysians, all the Indonesians, and all the Filipinos. We have a chart. For this month, who got sick? Okay, then who's the winner?
Competition. I'm glad you came out all right. Yeah, I'm glad because some people didn't come out, you know, have side effects from malaria and dengue. No dengue there, just malaria.
Malaria, yeah.
Okay.
And right after that, what did you do? Did you go immediately to the Philippines or did you still...
No, I still finished my contract. Then after I finished my contract, I decided not to return, even though I will not get my last salary and my 1 year bonus, as long as I can go home.
Because health is wealth.
Yeah, health is wealth, really.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe I will not survive for another year. That's why.
True. Yeah.
So when you came back to the country, did you go straight to Angkas or did you do like the engineering works?
When I came back here in the Philippines way back 2012, I applied for a developer, real estate developer. It was Paramount Property Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
So our company was developing lands into houses. We build houses, but we are on the developer side. So we hire contractors to build the houses for us. So we took care of the marketing and how to sell the properties.
Oh, sweet.
But we were on the construction side, engineering side.
On the engineering side.
All the technicalities, we need to monitor the progress of our contractors. Their billing, we need to also review.
How many years did you do that?
I've been with Paramount for only almost a year, maybe 10 months or 11 uh-huh. months. Then I decided to resign because I want to pursue my board. I want to take the board exam for civil engineer licensure. Since unfortunately, I don't have the resources to go review because it's quite expensive. So I decided to self-review. Then
okay.
just what they call, if you want to take a board exam and you don't have any reviews and so on, then okay, it was not enough. So
you were not able to pass.
I was not able to pass. Yeah, yeah.
But
how much? What review means, like the review means you have to go to school and attend like a few hours of like revision. Is that what it means?
Yeah, it's like studying again for almost 6 months. You have a review where you have a class from 7:30 in the morning until 11:30.
At night?
In the morning. No, in the morning. 11. It's a half day, but it's 6 days a week. 6 days a week, yeah. It's quite time consuming.
For 6 months?
Yeah, for 6 months. You have to study math all over again and all that stuff that you have studied during your college days.
Yeah. How much is that for the 6 month study and the licensing exam?
Before, for all the cost, it will take about 15,000. That was before. From the review to the refresher to the coaching. Because there were three steps during that time. Even until now, there's still the review, there's the refresher, and there's the coaching.
There's the coaching.
But right now, I think it's about 24,000 to 30,000 already.
Oh wow!
Okay.
Wow.
That would cost you that much.
So Joe, you've joined construction companies in the Philippines, and you went to Liberia as an accountant, and then you came back. What make you actually decided to join Ancas after having those work experience?
Looking for a job? Check out our active job openings at www.bsa-solutions.com/applicants-space. BSA Solutions, shaping the future beyond boundaries.
Before I joined Ancas, I joined Ancas in 2018. But before that, way back in 2014, after my short stint at Paramount Property Ventures, I decided to I got an offer from a classmate to if I can do some contracting works. So 2014 until 2018, so I was doing freelance construction, some projects, building houses, building warehouses, building showrooms, and all from Cebu to I reached also Iloilo and to Dumaguete and to Bacolod. So all about this construction project. So there was one an unfortunate event that really made me bankrupt. I had a project where I finished it with all the additional works, and when I claimed for the additional works, and
they didn't ask for that job.
Or they didn't pay you.
Not like that. They didn't pay me.
Ah.
Yeah, for the additional works. So.
Oh, so they only paid you for the services they asked you for, not for the extra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's what happened. So, after that, started to run a small. We call it here a calendaria, here in the Philippines. So I.
You cook too?
No, but it was my partner.
Oh,
my,
I thought you
my ex-partner. Okay. Yeah. That was only about for 8 months. And then I heard about Ancas at Facebook. So I decided to join since I during that time I got discouraged with my profession and with the experience I had. So I want to take a rest first because being in construction or in an engineering work is really a headache.
Right.
You really need to take care of a lot of things, from the payroll to the schedule of activities.
That's true.
To the delivery of materials, to the delivery of the project accomplishments, and all that. You have to see to it that all is in
all transitioned well, basically. Yeah.
So I decided to join ANCAS, and so we had a skills training, and after you pass that skills training, then you have orientation regarding safety, road safety, and also the traffic rules that you need to
follow.
Now,
question, just a quick one, Joe. With ANCAS, I feel like you now breathe the fresh air, because at least this time you only think about yourself. You don't have to think of payroll. You don't have to think about the people that you work with. It's just you and you owning your time.
Yeah, that's why. Until now, I've been with ANCAS because since 2018, since I started, I get to enjoy it. And until now, I'm still enjoying it. And because you have a lot of free time, and you can decide when to work and when to go on, when to go online and when to go offline. So basically, you're in control of your time. And if there are other opportunities, like any engineering works, or maybe some friends or some classmates, they want to consult you for some engineering projects, then anytime I can, I can entertain those kinds of consultations. And even with right now with Kulay, so this interview, so it's for me to decide, really.
That's sweet.
Yeah, then
that's sweet.
If you want to earn more, then you travel more or travel more hours if you want to earn more. So not like if when you're working, you only work for 8 to 5 hours, then you can't do overtime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically your pay is just from 8 to 5. That's your pay. Then so that's it. You have the control to earn more.
That's Sinulog weekend. Did you earn a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, really. During the Sinulog time.
What, like, so you started in 2018, something like that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So this COVID in 2020 or 2020, how did it affect you?
During those time, during the pandemic, it was really hard because there were lots of restrictions. So even almost all of us ANCAS, we had a hard time, really, because we need the approval of the government to travel, because it was really hard. So by that time, I also got an offer to work for a poultry. Chicken factory. Then I was there for almost 2 years. So for almost 2 years. While doing that, I was also an engineer there. So while being an engineer during that time, from 2020 to I think 2021, later part of 2021. So I was doing engineering works. I was also doing ANCAS. Then then right now, I decided to quit that company because I need to focus on my during that time, my late 2021, my father was already having a hard time with his diabetes. So I need to be here just near my family, especially my parents, because I need to take care of them. So that's why during that time, I always travel from Cebu to Asturias. Then they wanted me to focus on the poultry and stay there. But I did not accept the offer because I'd rather be with my father to take care of him and take care of his needs. So that's why I went back to ANCAS.
Joe, just if you don't mind my asking, if you really pushed hard, yeah, like on a regular day, how much can you earn?
Okay, it will play around 2,500 to 3,000 in a day. That's net.
That's net.
Yeah, if you push hard. I mean, like in my situation, yeah.
And that's for the whole day's work.
So from 8 to 12 hours, maybe like that. Uh-huh. So I earn almost not less than 1,000 net.
Mm-hmm.
Not less than 1,000. Then during in between, I can eat anytime. I can take a rest anytime, or maybe go back to our house and check on my son. So
you actually earn a lot more than a lot of those in the BPO, if you really think about it.
I don't know. I have no idea how much the
BPO. Yeah, I'm telling you already. Okay. You earn a lot more than some of the people in the BPO. But that's amazing, man.
That's why I love it in Angkas. You can really earn more. Yeah, but if in my profession, I pursued my profession, become senior engineer. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I can earn more, really, yeah. But you also earn more headaches.
Okay, I get you.
You earn higher salary, you also have more headaches.
Yeah, true. I agree. I have to agree with that.
Because you have bigger responsibilities.
Yeah. That's true.
That's why.
Wow. You are really amazing, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really amazing, because you don't mind. You have no fear. You know you have control over your future. You know what you want to do. You know what is important in your life. And then the rest is just making that decision, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Let's ask you, Joe, your typical day as an Angkas writer. What's your daily routine? Like, how early do you start? How late do you stay on the road? Things like that.
Before pre-pandemic, I used to travel starting 5 in the afternoon until 5 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay. Basically that's around 12 hours of travel. But I chose that schedule because I also tried traveling during the daytime, but I hate the sun.
Yeah.
It's really hot and it's
makes sense.
I also really hate the traffic. Mm. So because when you traverse through the traffic, it's not
good for your health, basically.
Aside from that, looking on the economy side, mm-hmm. it's not gas consumption friendly.
Oh,
because traffic is waste of gas.
Eats up a lot of your gas.
That's why I like it more during the nighttime because there's no traffic, the wind is cold.
And I know that a friend of mine who did another service then, not Angkas, but he told me like he likes to do the thing in the evening because a lot of let's say BPO people work at night.
So, yeah.
You know, you just take them to the destination and then when you get to like say ID Park, someone's going to book you again.
Yeah.
So it's just like to and fro.
Most of our customers really during the night are from BPO. Really. And also other students who are having a chill time.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. You know, like it's a good public transport. One is it's easy. You don't have to wait. Like if you go on a jeepney, you have to wait for people to fill up the jeepney, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a waiting time. Angkas is quick. It's economical than taxi or Grab. It's much more comfortable, I think, than a jeepney.
Yeah.
Definitely, right?
Yeah, let's do that, Mom. Then we'll travel a whole Cebu.
Oh, okay. That will be fun. Yeah. That will be fun.
You know what, Zana? The nice thing about Angkas, like say for example, around Sinulog, I know you made a killing that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right? When people book you, at least you know the name of the driver. You get what I mean? So if you have complaints, you can report to Angkas. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. If you go for like the regular habal-habal, that's what you call it here, you don't know the driver, right? So if you forget something, or if you want to make a comment or or what have you, if you want to file a complaint, you can't find a person. It's going to be hard to find that person. Now, these UNCLOS bikers, they're trained for road safety, everything else in between. So I think it's a really good option, especially if you're really hurrying up for I don't know, for an event or what. And, if you want to avoid traffic, motorcycles are really the thing, man. Were you able to have maybe celebrities or influencers, take a ride?
Yeah, I had. One time, Range?
Range, yeah, the rapper.
When I, it was a booking in Orgelio, around Orgelio, near Asnar. So, during that day, because sometimes if you have nothing to do, you just scroll or watch TikTok or Facebook. During that day, I watched TikTok. So then Range I saw,
appeared in your feeds.
Appeared in my feeds. So during the night, I had a booking. So when I look at the guy, this is the guy I saw in TikTok.
Okay.
And it was his girlfriend who will be riding.
Okay.
And now that girlfriend, I think, is already a celebrity.
Yeah.
I think it's already a celebrity because that girl, she's also very good in singing, and she even plays her own guitar.
Oh, I did not know.
She's also a singer. But I always see her a lot in TikTok. Because I followed her.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun, man. Joe. Yes. Just to wrap things up, man. What advice can you give our listeners, especially those who are actually needing the extra push or the motivation? Think about it, man. You're a jack of all trades. You do everything for the family. Now there are other people out there who are struggling to find that purpose or to find some motivation just to go through life, everyday life. What are some things that you want to tell them?
Looking for a job? Check out our active job openings at www.bsa-solutions.com/applicants-space. BSA Solutions, shaping the future beyond boundaries.
Just go on with life, and whatever problems you are facing now, they will all just pass by, because everything is just temporary. It will just pass. Know your purpose. Maybe if it's for your children or for yourself or for your family, for your parents, then just go on. And I know, just like me right now, I'm facing a lot of challenges also in my life with my situation right now. Only the two of us with my son. I can't even, it's even hard for me to go on a trip with UNCLOS without my son having a yaya, because I cannot leave him alone also in our house. So that's why it's just a challenge, but these challenges,
you can find a way to
find a way to adjust.
There's no problem that cannot be solved, right?
It's true.
It's just to keep on trying and when the time comes, it will sort it itself.
Everything is just temporary. Even our problems, are just temporary. So just be strong always and just keep on moving forward, because like I said, everything will just pass by. Everything is just temporary.
Really good advice, Joe. Thank you so much.
We are now trying to do like three things that I've observed in different podcast episodes now. The three things about you, man. And this is something that we all should think of and probably apply in our lives. Number one, Joe is never afraid to show what his strengths are. Well, what your strength is, time management. There you go. That's your strength. That's one of your strengths. You know how to make money off the time that's given to you. For example, you hate the sun, so you work at night. You know what I mean? When you manage your time well, you can go about your entire day easily. because you are in control.
Yeah.
And that to me is something that a lot of us should emulate and probably apply in our daily lives. Now, number two, I think the one of the awesome things about you, Joe, is that it's family before everything else. You find time to make sure that everyone is accounted for, your mom, your dad, your kids, even yourself. You know, you make sure that when you go about your day, you never forget about the essentials. Mm-hmm. The essentials are just family. It has to be first. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that I think is really great about this episode is it's telling everyone that you're not supposed to just be stuck in one thing.
Yeah.
You know, don't put your, there's a saying that goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. If you have other skills that you want to tap into, why not, man? Yeah. Go for it, because you never know. You can actually make money out off that particular skill.
Yeah.
Now, for yourself, I know for a fact that Angkas was never part of the plan.
Yeah.
But then I know that you like driving motorcycles.
Yeah.
You're mostly on the road. You enjoy it so much that you made money out of it.
Mm.
So see, these things, these can be trivial, but if you can find money out of a passion that you have, why not, man? Go for it. It's an untapped potential for a lot of us. So I guess it's high time for us to ask ourselves, what other skills do we have in our arsenal? If it's something that you can work on immediately, why not? If it's something that's you're already good at, why not, man? Go for it.
That's true, Nico. Yeah, if you understand your strength, and then you use that strength to live. Yeah. So, and then never be scared. And I think Joe is never scared of failure. If it fails, he pivots, he quickly changes things to make it work, because he knows that, as he said, everything is temporary. If it doesn't work, so be it. I'll move on to the next one. And if that doesn't work again, I'll move to the next one. So, you know, I what I like about Joe, and what we can learn about Joe, is his resilience and his fearless way of living.
Resilience. If there's a title for this podcast, it's really resilience.
Yes, wow. Resilience. And Joe is the epitome of Nike brand. Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. Mm. Just do it.
You have to do something. Just really do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's about it, man. Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Do you want to say hi to anyone? If you want to say hi to your kids or what have you, your Angkas biker friends, maybe?
Okay, shout out to all my ducks in Angkas, especially North Lane riders. And I would also like to give a big shout out to all my clubmates in Click Squad Cebu. Especially our president John Bricks, then maybe some of my friends who were really there for me during the hard times. I like to mention one of my best friend, Jed Hatamosa, and Ingrid Puno. They're always there for me. And another friend of mine, John Lee Itol, one of my manager before, Sir Ronald D. Velasquez, has also been very helping during my hard times. And to my children also, I want to thank them for being my inspiration and motivation every day, because it's their time. I just want to give them what's best for them, and what I can really give to them, what I can offer. That's it.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to reconnect with you again, and we'll have lunch in a bit so we can talk even more.
I lost my hungriness. Correct, hungriness. Because
hunger.
No, you're definitely awesome at this.
Awesome.
But thank you so much Joe Vincent Medrano, of course, one of our Angkas bikers. He is definitely an inspiration for a lot of us. And to all those who are listening, thank you for joining us right here in Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. We are brought to you by our friends from BSA Solutions Incorporated. That's it. We have to go, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Yes, cheers. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check out Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. This podcast features guests from different walks of life who have wiggled their way into finding success in their chosen fields.
We're trying to find ourselves. We're trying to land our feet on the ground and be part of society. Who are we in society? How can we be useful? Character development really did start when I cosplayed. You bump into troubles when you're younger, and then you realize, oh, I did wrong.
Get to hear insights on how to navigate the corporate jungle, even life in general.
Put integrity first at all times, no matter what it is that you're doing, because you can never go wrong if you stick to your principles.
I just chose a hobby that I like a lot and I'm passionate about, and then just put your heart into it and then make money out of it.
Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. Download for free on Spotify. Follow the podcast and stream now